Vayter and Shasta Daf Samech Ches speaking on the second line. Ve'acheres, next part of the Mishnah. Acheres, we know that on a deoraita level, acheres does not be kone. It doesn't work. However, even though it doesn't work midoraita, midorabanan, we say that it does work. A deaf mute. Alvagav d'alberdas says Rashiu takinu be'rabanan nisun lekaman be'kerucher shenota shenasa. So what happens is if you deaf mute goes to marriage, so ibas koin the yisraeli, if she's ibas koin to yisrael, it's going to pass a law, passes her. The whole kanyan b'takad d'rabanan. If ibas yisrael a koin, if yisrael marries a koin, then lo meichel, he's not going to allow her to go and have each truma. Why lo meichel? Because kinyan kaspel merechmana b'haylav bar kinyanu. This is kinyan kaspel, only that's the time when you're going to go ahead and be able to have, and this is not considered that. So sorry, nothing doing. Let's look to the next part of the Mishnah. Ben Teisha Shana. We said a boy is 9 years old in a day, so he's going to passel others from having truma, but he can't go and let them do truma. Now, Kosaka Daitan, at this moment, we think, Bishomeris Yavam leben Teisha Yavamecha. That's what we think we're talking about the case right now, is that it's Shomeris Yavam, this girl. If Reuben and Shimon, Reuben dies and leaves over this woman to go to Shimon now, and we're saying that he's only 9 and a day old. And that's what the assumption is, and that the Mishnah is telling us that this kid, if he's Yisrael, he's going to pass this, if she's a Bas Yisrael, to go to Bas Kohen from having Truma. And also, if it's a flip that he's a Kohen, he's not going to allow her to have to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Lamai. Now, what exactly are you coming to teach me over here? Elim, if so, the whole purpose is coming to be Pasol. You're going to possibly vomit to go out and have truma. Kata nami mifsa pasal. Then even if it's a katan, that's going to happen. What do you mean 9 years and a day old? Even if it's a 7-year-old, it's going to pasal her. Ilach, who if it's in order to get her to eat truma, then the gadol nami lomach. Even a gadol's not allowed to go out and eat truma until they actually get full on married. So what's the chiddush of saying 9 years and a day old? So this is Gemara. We're dealing with a case that what? Of a yavim that's 9 years and a day old, who actually has, who has a relationship with the Yavama? Dimi Doraisa, Kanyale, Midoraisa, it's a Kenyan. Everything is good and dandy, it works. I would have thought to say that a whole Midoraisa, Kanyale, since Midoraisa, it's a good Kenyan, then Ubiyasa, Bia, and the Bia is considered a Bia once you're 9 years and a day old. Aim Aloha, therefore, to be able to go ahead and give her Truma, she can eat Truma now, just like a regular normal case, and everything's good to go. Kamash Milan comes to tell you that nope, you're not allowed to have Truma. Also, Bia's Gentation Shabbat Yom Echad, they made it Kemaimer Begadol. It's Midor Banan to get in. Midor Isa, it's fine. Midor Banan made it like a case of Maimer that they're not allowed to go ahead and have the, it's not going to be able to feed her Truma at this stage. Armeli Rebbe comes and frak the kash on this. Is Ihachi, if that's really want to say that the Mishnah is coming to teach you this idea that it's 9 years and a day, that what, that he does this type of thing, it's not going to allow him to have Truma, then Sefer to Katani, how do you understand the Sefer that says, Suffolk Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, Suffolk Janu, if you're not sure if he's 9 and a day or not, Hashta Vade Ben Teisha L'Mechad. In the case of Vade, it doesn't work. Suffolk Mibai, then what's the Shaila, what's the kash by Suffolk? That's certainly not going to work. Then there's really no reason to talk about the case of a suffix. Ella, I'm a Rava. Rava comes and gives a different explanation than to say like this. But Ben Tisha Shana V'Yamechad Dahanach Psulim Katani. What the Mishnah is talking about is a kid who's 9 in a day, but he's a pasul. He's a mamzer, as she says, or a nasin. We shouldn't postlin nakat lein. Because of that, we bring it up. V'lo ma'achilin. U'mishum postlin nakat lei. V'lo ma'achilin lo aben Tisha kai. Ella sha'ara Uber v'yavam erisin v'cheresh. As the Gemara itself says, that we deal with the case of 9 in a day, that hani psulin katani, we're talking about someone who's a pasul, let's say he's a mamzer, the pasul b'biyasan, who's going to be pasul, who's going to pasul a woman from kahuna and from eating truma by having a relationship with her, uketatanya, like we learned in a braisa, ben tishasham yom echad, if you have 9 in a day, Ger Amoni Moavi Mitzri Vadomi. The list goes on. Kusi, Nasid, Chalul, Mamzer. Any of these people are going to passel by having a relationship. Rashi says the Mitzri Vadomi is until Dor Shlishi Baase. And Kusi Vinasin below to Schatin Bum, the Kasavar Ger Arayos. Same. We say that we can't marry them because they're considered Ger Arayos. Chalal and Pasel Kahuna. All of these, Shabo, Al Kohenis, Leviv Israelis, have a relationship with any of these people who are. Or good, healthy, religious, nice girls, psalua, they're going to passel her from having any truma. And possibly from marrying a Kohen. So what do we see over here? Therefore, the way Rav is explaining it, the Mishnah is talking about a case that when does this happen? When does it start, this process? If the kid is 9 years and a day old, then that relationship is already to come into play. He says the Gemara of Hamid Katani Seifa, but the fact that it says in the Seifa, there's a situation of a woman who was taken advantage of, she was honest, a mafuta, and... Well, let's say she was married to a person who was off. If there are people that she had a relationship, if they weren't able to come into Israel, into the Jewish people, you're not allowed to go ahead. Like a mamzer, a moni, a moavi, then a rei luposim. They're going to pass them. Mechlal, the reisha labibsul naskinon. Sounds like then it's only by the same for those cases. It means the reisha is not talking about a case of psulim. So what's Shan Ravi? He says it's saying this is talking about all these type of situations. Says Gemara. Reisha psule kahal, seifa psule kahuna. The reisha is talking about those that are pasul to come into the kahal, they're not to come and enter the Jewish people. And the seifa is talking about psule kahuna, that they're going to pasul to kahuna, and that's referencing a chalal, says Rashi, chalal. V'alfagav to katana shenim u'i and lovo b'Yisrael, lo mari ele b'kahuna. The mireisha havamina psule kahalu, the pasi. Aval b'if chalal. And that's what it's talking about, two different cases. So as the Gemara, now we go back to what we said, Gufa, we mentioned this Bryce, so we go into a little more, says the Bryce. Ben Tishashan V'yomechad, if you have this kid who's 9 in a day, Ger Amoni, Moav, Yomitzri V'adom, Yekusi Nasa, Chal Omazer, Shabbal, Kohenes, Levi of Yisraelis. And what happens, Pesalua, they passel him. Rabbi Yossi comes and he says, that right, we changed with the Bach over there. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Shazaru Pasel, anyone who the Zera that comes from it, the kids that come off it are going to be Pasel, then Posel. They go out and they're going to continue to Pasel. Anyone, if they would have a kid that would be Pasel, they're going to be Posel. They're going to Pasel this woman if she has a relationship from the Kahuna. And Kol She'ein Zera Pasel, but anyone who the kids wouldn't be Pasel, and a Pasel will not Pasel this woman from being with the Kohen. Rashi says we're going to see which case we're talking about over there that's going to be excluded from that. Rishim Gamliel Omer, he says, Kol She'atan Osibito, anyone whose daughter, a Kohen, is mutter to marry, Atanose Almanoso. Okay, again, we're talking about a case over here where there's some sort of mum going on here, and we're going to see again also in the Gemara and Samach Tes. Tomorrow's daf is going to get into a little bit what case we're referencing particularly, but we say, Kol Sha'atanose Bito, Atanose Almanoso. Anytime a person has a certain mum, and that it doesn't disqualify his daughter from marrying a Kohen, and it also doesn't passel his wife as well. And if he ends up dying, she becomes an almana. Kohen's allowed to go ahead and marry her. But anyone whose daughters wouldn't be allowed to marry Kohen, that Iatanos almana, so the person's not, then the wife also is not allowed to marry Kohen. Minani mili. We did deal with this earlier in the Samech Aleph, but we're going to go weiter. Minani mili, how do we know this idea that what the midaraisa, that a person goes and has a relationship with someone who is a mamzer, a nasa, something like that, that it's going to go ahead and it's going to passel a woman from having truma or being with a Kohen. Minani mili. Amar vidam rav. Amar kol pasuk says, Ubas Kohen kisiel ish zar. Kevin shenivza la pasula pasla. Which the pasuk is telling us that if a Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, if she is with someone who is a zar, then she's not allowed to eat from the Kodesh. She's not allowed to have any. Kevin shenivza la pasula. Once she is nival for someone who's puzzled her, then Pasla apostles her from being able to go ahead and have any teruma. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? We need that for something else. Haimi Baile, we need that pasuk to come. The Torah tells us, Bas Kohen, the Minsava Lazar, Lotecho, daughter of a Kohen, who marries one who's a Zar, non Kohen, she can't have truma. Right? So what are you saying that it's coming to tell you that having a relationship with someone that's apostles her over here? It's not what it's used for. It says the Gemara, no. That we learn from something else. Mivashava el beis avia kinureha milechem avia tochal nafka. Right? We learn that from the pasuk. It's the pasuk right after it. It says that it's talking about a Kohen, the daughter of Bas Kohen, and she becomes a mana, or grusha, and she goes back to her father's house, kinureha, from, right, then she's going to eat. Mitika amar, achmana vashava el beis avia tochal. The fact that it says that she goes back to father's house and she can eat, v'chlal demei kar lo'acha. That means to tell us that originally she wasn't allowed to eat, meaning when she was married to the non-Kohen, that she, by desire, she wasn't allowed to eat. And that's what that's teaching us. And therefore, we have the other pasuk, which is open, to tell us that if she's nibbled up from a pasul, it's going to pasul her. Imei ahi, hold on a second. If you want to learn it from that pasuk, Hava Amina would think that Lav Abba Michlal say. If you want to learn this out, this law that we just said, I want to learn it from the fact that she goes back to her house, and I would have said that this is a Lav, an Isser, that's coming from an Asay, something which we learn out from an Asay, and we're going to say that that is an Asay as well, meaning to say, that what the mitzvah's Asay, which allows her to go back to eat Truma, when she becomes an almana or a grusha from the czar, so then from that we're going to learn out that she can't eat it while she was being married to him. And then we see there's no malchus that can come from this because it's an essay. Kasav achmana, hi lelav. Therefore, the we bring this other pasuk that teaches the lav, the one of saying what then the daughter of a kohen is with someone else and she can't eat this anymore. That's coming to tell us that there's the los essay, which is an aser to go out to eat if she is. Have truma when she's married to a czar, and therefore you don't have this pasuk free to come and tell you that this guy who's messed up as a mamz or whatever it's going to pass it to the guna. No, lav mi v'chol czar lo yochel kodesh nafka. Kol czar, any czar lo yochel kodesh. That's where we learn it out from, and then we have the pasuk that says that the bas kohen is to a czar, that's enough to teach that any relationship with someone who is not okay to be with, who is like a mamzer or something like that, is going to passel her. Beep, turn the page. Samachesim abeis. Frakta Gemara, what are you talking about? Ahumi boili legufei. That pasuk we need for itself to come to teach us that a czar can't have truma. It's the regular non-coin is not allowed to have truma, so you can't learn out from it that the bas coin who goes and marries a Yisrael is going to be usher by a mitzas losase from eating truma, because you need it for itself. Says Gemara, trevchozak sive. Comes up in two places as pasuk of chozar, so therefore we say that one of them is coming to teach us. The first time is talking about to tell us that a czar is not allowed to go and eat truma. The second one's teaching that a bas kohen is married to a czar is not allowed to eat truma either. Vakati for thing, we're not done. Vakati mi boy li lichad Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. That second pasuk is not open because we need it for something else. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina v'chozar. What's coming to say when it says v'chozar lo yochabo? It's zarus amarti lecha v'lo aninus. Coming to tell you that only a czar is not allowed to have truma, but an onain is not a problem. He's allowed to have truma. An onain is someone who lost a close relative, and the first day that they lose a close relative, or while they're dealing with the burial, they're still allowed to have truma in such a case. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Question mark. Says Gemara, no. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. So you still have a lav for the bas kohen that marries a czar from a czar, but the chol czar is coming to teach you like that other prince of Rechanina. Oh, we ain't done with our questioning. Vakatimi boy lichadetanya, we still need that for a brisa. Kishihi choseres, when she goes back to her father's house, choseres lachuma, she can go back to have truma. Vein choseres lachaza v'shok, but she can't go back to having the chaza and the shok, which we know that this is the things that the chaza and the shok, the different parts of the animal, the breast and the thigh of the karbanos of shlomim, were given to the kohanim. And everyone's allowed to eat them, anyone who's in the kohen's house, except for this woman who comes back to her father's household. She's not allowed to go ahead and have it. Va'amr of chistam ravina bar shila. And he said, "My kra, what do we see? What pasuk tells us this? Dechsev ubas kohen kisiel ish zar he betrumas hakachim lo sochel b'muram min hakadoshim," which is coming to teach us that she's not allowed to eat the stuff that's separated from stuff that's kachim, meaning the chaza and the shok. So since we need this pasuk over here again, we are left without having the halacha that the bas kohen who goes in is with a person who is not fit to be with, then she's not allowed of truma anymore. It's not left over. Says the Gemara, don't worry about it. You know why? Because im kain lichtov kra hiba kadoshim lo sochal. My betruma sakachim shamis mino tarti. So we learn out both of those principles from that same pasuk. All right, so now we found out how this applies to a Kohenes, Ashkelon Kohenes, Levi of Yisrael is Minolan. How do we know that this applies to a Kohenes in Yisrael as well? We'll see what this means in just a moment, how it impacts them. Kedom Rabbi Abba Marav, Bas Ubas. Where the Pasuk says, it could have just said Bas Kohen. Why does it say Ubas Kohen? Hachanami Bas Ubas. We borrow that from another parak to teach us the same principle over here also. Hachanami Ubas. Bas Ubas. And we use that to come and teach us that we expound from the extra letter this as well, Levim and Israelim. Keman, who is this going like? Ke Rabbi Akiva, the Darish,
Vavin. It's like Rabbi Akiva, who darshens the letter Vav, that the letter Vav is considered Gedorish Vam. I feel it to Rabbanan. The Gemara says you could even say this to Rabbanan, who generally would not go ahead and say that you darshen Vavin. Kule Ubas, Krayisar, who he says the entire word Ubas is an extra word. Rashi says the Haksiv El Mine, the coin Kiekne Nefesh, Vilid Beso, Matsilimichta Vavasre, Vichi Elizar. Why do you have to say the word altogether? Therefore, he goes and expounds it in this particular instance. Says the Gemara, okay, Ashkon the Truma, the Kahuna Mina. We get that you can't have truma. How do we know that the woman is not going to be able to be, is going to be messed up for the kahuna as well? Atu levir israelis lo le kahuna marbinan lehu. Isn't it so that we're coming to say about the levir and israelis that they're going to be messed up in reference to kahuna? Deal with truma, because if you want to talk about truma, benos mechal truma nenu, they're not even people that have truma altogether. So therefore, you wouldn't have to go to teach me to exclude them. So therefore, we're learning that from we learned that Levi and Yisraelis. So Gemara, what do you mean? Alam alo. Why can't there be a case where a bas Levi or bas Yisrael has truma? Mishkachas lo tachal b'shvil bina. We find it in a case where she could eat it because of her son, when she has a Kohen son, even though she's not married to a Kohen right now. Bottom line is she has a Kohen son that's left over. Says Gemara, b'shvil bina. I don't need a pasuk for that. Kal v'chomer. That's a kal v'chomer. Uma kohen es tebekedushan de nafsha achla pasila levi of Yisrael es lo achla el b'shvil bina lo kol shekein. If a kohenes, meaning a bas kohen, who can go ahead and she has her own kedusha, she eats truma by herself and pasala, someone goes and has a relationship with her like a mamzer, then it's going to pasal from being with her or from eating it, and she and it passes her by eating it by having a relationship with her. The Leviv Israel is the lo achel b'shvil bina. They only eat because of the son. Lo kol shekein. Isn't for sure that this guy, let's say l'mashal mamzer, goes and has a relationship with her, it's going to passel her by being with her. Rekta gemara no vehino senes biduk. That point comes to teach me not like that. The kohenis the kadosh gufa pasala hadlo kadosh gufa lo pasala. Only a kohenis that her body itself is kadosh because she's a bas kohen, that's going to pasal her from having truma. But a hadlo kadosh la. But in the case we have a levi or yisraelis, which is not herself kadosh, then lo pasala. It's not going to go ahead and pasal her. So we just knocked off the kal v'chomer, right? We can't have this kal v'chomer to now teach you this concept that Levin Yisraelis are now going to be passeled, they're going to be disqualified from having truma by having a relationship with the mamzer l'mashal. And therefore, when the Torah comes to teach this separately by including Levim and Yisraelim in being disqualified through the word ubas, when it says, and the daughter, like we said. Don't tell me it's going to pass that this is the makor that they're not allowed to marry into. It's just a makor they're not allowed to have truma. Ella l'kahuna, how do we know that it's going to get to a point that they're not allowed to marry into the kahuna? Kal v'chomer migrusha. It's a kal v'chomer from a divorced woman. Uma grusha shemuteres b'truma asur l'kahuna. If someone who gets divorced, she's mutter to have truma, right? Talking about as a bas kohen, she'd go back to her father's house, but she's offered to be with a kohen. Zusha asur b'truma. This one can't have truma. Inu din shepsu l'kahuna. Of course, she's going to be pasul l'kahuna. So if she gets knocked out of having the having truma, then for sure it's going to be pasul for going to marry kohen. Fact the Gemara, hold on a second. The Chimas here in a minadin? Can we set up an azhara, a warning, to a lav from a kal v'chomer? We can't do such a thing. And says the Gemara, no, gilui milsa ba'amahu. It's not coming to actually teach us this. It's just being megala milsa that if somebody is pasul from chuma, that means that they're also going to be pasul from marrying a kohen. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, picking up continuous conversation with Hashem tomorrow. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.